Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
In Genesis 13 and verse 12, we read that Lot moved his tents to a place near Sodom. The word for today is about following God and taking your children with you. Jesus said in Matthew 18 and verse 6, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." Now, implicit in those words is a sobering challenge to every parent and every person who's a role model for children. Your moral authority doesn't come from your knowledge, but from your lifestyle and integrity. As your children grow up, they're less apt to listen to what you say and more inclined to imitate what you do. So where are your footsteps leading? Remember Abraham and Lot? They shared the same family, the same faith, and had the same opportunities in life. But when it came to raising children, Abraham grew roses and Lot grew weeds. What made the difference? Abraham followed God, while Lot followed his selfish interests. Lot moved his tents to a place near Sodom. Before it was over, Lot lost his moral authority with his family. So here's the question. As a parent or a role model, where are you pitching your tent? King David also lost his moral authority with his family. Even though God forgave his affair with Bathsheba and permitted him to remain on the throne, his sin took a terrible toll. His son Amnon raped his sister Tamar. His other son Absalom stole the throne. And his son Solomon's wives ultimately led him into idolatry. Nathan the prophet told him in 2 Samuel 12 verse 11, "Out of your own household, I'm going to bring calamity on you." You only get one chance to do it right. So follow God and take your children with you. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.